We have 5 of them right now. 2 are in training, and we have interviews for 1 more. The trainees are doing very well, so we expect to be full staffed within a month.
We're kind of looking at this month making the transition complete, but there's always delays. And are you looking at next month, or what are you looking at?
State IDT has decided to upgrade the lines for all the state networks, and they moved us up because of our situation, but unfortunately that's delayed the moving the dispatch. I don't have an estimated timeline right now. It was a last-minute decision on the state's side. Policies and procedures have been started. We've had them approved by fire departments and EMS, and we're working on law enforcement right now, and hopefully we can have everything set and ready to go next month.
Have they tested out the whistle being blown from the basement of the courthouse?
Nothing should change. It's the same system. It's just the phone system that's being changed out right now and upgraded. We are planning on doing the radios next year if it is approved in the budget. Those are at the end of life also. They can still be worked on, but they don't make parts for them anymore. So that's the next step in the process.